Meeting in emergency session Saturday, the 15-member Peace and Security Council expressed concern at ongoing developments in Tunisia and urged an end to all acts of violence. AU Peace and Security Director El Gassim Wan says the council indicated its satisfaction with news that Tunisia's constitutional court had named the National Assembly Speaker as interim leader pending elections.
Yesterday, the Prime Minister announced that he was taking charge of the situation on the basis of Article 56. We just learned that the Constitutional Court has decided that they should rather follow Article 57. And we believe, at least, that the interpretation of Council is that so far the Tunisians have been acting within the framework of their constitution.
In cases where a leader is ousted without elections, the Peace and Security Council often suspends the country's AU membership. But Wan said in this case, President Zain El Abidine Ben Ali's ouster was considered legitimate and no action would be taken.
No effect in the sense that the transition was done in accordance with the constitution. The Speaker of the National Assembly was designated to lead the transition, and that is in line with the relevant provisions of the Constitution of Tunisia.
Wan said barring any unforeseen developments, Tunisia would be seated as a member in good standing at the African Union summit later this month in Addis Ababa. One Peace and Security Council ambassador who spoke on condition of anonymity said many members had hoped all African countries would use events in Tunis as a lesson because, in his words, what is happening now in Tunisia is what could happen to other dictators. The council statement urged Tunisia's interim leaders to promptly organize elections to elect a successor to President Ben Ali. The authoritarian leader's rule came to an abrupt end Friday when he fled to Saudi Arabia in the face of month-long protests over unemployment and rising food prices. More than a dozen protesters were reported killed Thursday before Mr. Ben Ali fled, and rioters were reported looting and setting fires on the streets of Tunis Saturday. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.